And welcome everybody here on YouTube for Overtime. Manuel over here, I seem to be in YouTube land. Kyle, did you make it okay?
Hello.
How you doing? And I see Rob T. Firefly.
Hello.
I see Gila.
Good evening.
I see the guy who played the Scarecrow. And I see Alex.
You do. Good evening again.
How you doing? And did we make it to YouTube?
We did, and we sound good.
Well, we'll have to fix that. Okay, yeah, well, that was quite a show. That was fun. A lot of interesting things going on, and we'd like to hear perspectives. And Rob, looks like you have something on your mind, and Gila, right after you.
We did get some info over the course of the show over social media that BAI's stream was not being our friend this evening.
Fuck,
it was cutting in
every
out.
Every goddamn time, I swear to God. I don't know what it is. We have no control over this.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to get them to fix it. I really don't.
But just to let everyone know, the episode will be in its complete and intact form in our podcast and archive MP3s on 2600.com because we record that on our side.
And assuming that not everybody listens to the show online or tries to, makes it over here, if people could please help spread the word, you know, take over megaphones and radio stations and things like that and let people know that they can hear that radio show if they go to our website, 2600.com/offthehook.
Do you think it's popular? Like, is that the website stream for the radio station? Like, there? Like,
so many people are trying to access it.
Like, they're having so much
I don't know. I honestly
traffic,
don't know.
They just can't even control it.
To put it in the words
How do I interpret
an infotech executive, I do not have the bandwidth to deal with this right now.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. So maybe somebody out there does and can call the radio station and offer to help them fix this, but just be advised it might not be as simple as you think. Okay, I am sorry about that. Gila, go ahead.
Okay, so I need to address something. First of all, greetings to the 29 people who are here with us right now. We're very glad you're here. There is something dumb going on YouTube, and YouTube did it, and we didn't do it, and I have found out how to fix it. So here's what happened tonight.
Can we guess what the dumb thing YouTube did now is?
I would love for you to guess.
Can you give me a hint?
It has to do with the chat.
With the chat?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it might be something I did, but I was changing a few settings, but just out of fun, really. But okay, I have no idea. I don't want to implicate myself, so go ahead.
Okay, here's my question. Did you enable the live leaderboard, or did YouTube do that automatically?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so, folks, here's the deal. YouTube has enabled this thing where if you're participating in a live chat of this nature, you can like game the system and get experience points and become like the top fan, or it'll rank the top 50 people. And what I learned is that you can opt out of this. YouTube opted everyone into it automatically, and you can opt yourself out of it right now.
Wait, what?
Go in.
Wait, hold on a second. What exactly is this?
Sounds like long form TikTok.
What do people get? What are they? Just please explain it a little bit more.
So I'm explaining the best I can. So apparently they've gotten like they're trying to gamify live chat.
What does that mean?
It means that the person who makes the most comments,
uh-huh,
who's the most active participant or the most active follower,
uh-huh,
they're giving out badges for the top three participants right now.
What do you get with a badge?
A warm, fuzzy feeling and a little thing next to your name.
Okay, so why do we care if somebody gets a badge? So we don't have to deal with that, right?
We don't have anything to do with it,
no.
But it's annoying. So if you want to turn this off, I certainly don't know how to do it. I'm not a channel owner.
I'm not
a humble moderator.
I'm not challenging this. I'm just asking what part is annoying. Are we seeing something?
Yes.
What do we see? I don't look at the chat.
I know you don't. So right now, people who have badges, every time they chat, there's a little thing with a crown and a number next to their name.
A crown and a number? Really?
Yeah, really.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Who's number one? I got to know.
right now, our friend Lex is number one. Friend of the pod, Lex Pendragon. Pendragon, I always say it wrong.
Well, we asked number one, and we refer to him as number one from now on, to condemn this, please. And when everybody, since you are the leader, you have a crown. You say there's a crown?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are the king. People will follow, and they will not question if they know what's good for them.
So actually what he said was, I'll opt out and give up the monarchy. Enjoy your anarchy. Let Gila tell us how.
Yes, how? How, Gila, do we embrace anarchy, please?
All right, folks. If you're in YouTube, go to settings. Go to privacy. Scroll down, and under live chat, turn off leaderboard participation.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry, but this is just so bizarre and crazy. You're saying that everybody has to do that themselves? What if one person doesn't do it, and they're a real dick? They're just going to be number one forever, right?
Here's the thing. Once you opt out, you don't see it anymore.
Yeah, but they will. The person who thinks they're a king is going to see that forever. What is the point in this? Just to get people to say things, even though it doesn't mean anything?
Yes, I honestly think that YouTube is attempting to just, like, gamify the thing. And, Dory, we see your questions. Hang on, we'll come back to talk about the live stream in just a second. I'm just getting cranky. So basically, there's, like, super chat and stuff. They're trying to make it more, I think they're trying to make it twitchier, honestly.
Did you say super chat?
I did. I am sorry.
What the hell is super chat?
What I think is happening is that YouTube Live is attempting to, like, compete more in the Twitch stream, the Twitch sphere.
Maybe, yeah.
In the streaming sphere. So they're trying to do things
YouTube needs to see a doctor, it sounds like.
Yes. So the upshot is, you need to go to privacy, turn on the switches in live chat. If you turn on the switch, it will turn off the leaderboard.
Why can't the people running the chat, i.e. you, turn this off so that we're not annoyed by it?
Exactly. I can't find that information. And frankly, even if I could, I don't think I have the permissions to do it. I think this is probably something at the channel ownership level, which I don't have.
Do you remember how long and how hard I argued against having chat in the first place? Because I said something stupid is going to happen. Well, something stupid happened.
Something stupid happened, but it's really easy to fix. It takes 2 seconds to fix, and then it's not going to be an issue anymore.
Yeah, but if somebody comes in who doesn't agree with how we believe it should be, they're just going to be the forever king or queen. Is it just kings or queens? It's a crown. Okay. I don't know. This is weird. This is very weird.
Yeah, no, it's completely bizarre.
Alex, why are you wagging your finger at us? Do you not agree that we feel monarchy is wrong?
I don't disagree. I don't think any of what you're saying is disagreeable here for once. But I was just wondering if somebody could read out the phone call. I feel like we're due for a phone call. This is the phone in. Push them to show.
Right? The only reason you would say that is because you've already called the number or something, and you think that's funny.
No.
802-321. Oh, sorry.
We're trying to fix a situation here, Alex, in case you haven't noticed. It's pretty serious.
With Revel, you know?
Got all kind. He's in Russia or something. God knows what's going on with him. But,
he's a man of means.
Okay, so...
we just want basic chat.
So I have the crowns disappeared, Gila? Is everything under control?
Mine have disappeared. Rob's have disappeared. Mm-hmm. I think slowly but surely people are starting to make that happen. If you can live with them now, turn it off before next week. That's totally fine. Did want to, and also, yes, it is confirmed. This is stupid. So thank you, everybody, for hanging with us. Yes.
No, I'm just wondering who had the authority to confirm that it was stupid. That's all.
The former king.
All right, you know what? I'm done with this conversation. Let's take a phone call. 802-321-4225. Call us and save us from this nonsense. How about if you post as a king, you go into a timeout? Because that's what happened. It should happen to every king, I think. Put him in a timeout for, like, you know, a decade.
833-5... Whoa. I really wanted to get to the fives. 755-2600. That's 833.
Why are you reading these numbers? What numbers are these?
That's our
secret toll free number.
What? It wasn't supposed to be.
Well, it's
secret.
Not secret anymore, but go ahead, give it out again.
I'm going to give out the other one. 802
321
8334225. I'll read it backwards.
No, don't do that, because you're going to call somebody.
Okay.
833-755-2600. Oh, like in 2600. Okay, get it. That's cool. All right. As the phone calls are coming in so fast that they're colliding and not ringing.
You can also ask questions or share a story on the YouTube chat, as Gila had discussed in our previous couple minutes here. But the phone is connected and awaiting. Operators are, you know, they're around.
Operators are getting frustrated is what's happening.
They're hanging out.
All right. So if I look on any YouTube channel, I'm going to see this mayhem playing out. Is that what you're saying?
If you haven't adjusted your settings and you go into a live stream, yes.
Wow. Oh, it's got to be live.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess most chats probably are live, right? I mean, otherwise it's a comment.
Right. So I think basically what they're trying to do is emulate a lot of what's going on in, like, TikTok and Twitch.
People can donate that way, too, right?
Exactly. That's a lot of what the Super Chat does.
That's what this is. They're trying to get people to spend money on Super Chat, which is...
Wait, hold on. How do you spend money on a YouTube chat? No, so I want to hear this. How do you spend money on a YouTube chat?
There is a way to click and buy a Super Chat, which I think makes your chat bigger somehow on the screen, and Super Stickers, which are what they sound like.
Are paying to make a window bigger?
Yeah, like real estate for their...
Like make your text bigger in the chat so you stand out.
Oh, so what you say is... Have we all lost our minds? Really? This is awful.
Yes.
This is terrible.
No, it's not us. It's...
Everything
changing around us.
No, everything
in this
being
way.
Destroyed in front of us. It's just completely wrong. All right. Well, how about this? We post. Can we do this? Can we post a note when people enter the chat saying, "Okay, we know it's not your fault, but if you leave this stupid crown thing on and you don't turn it off, and you post more than twice after a warning." You get banned or muted or executed or whatever the term is now in YouTube chat. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is that at least for me, and I think for Rob as well, once you turn it off for you, it turns it off for everyone.
Wait, like,
on your view of them.
I can't see it anymore unless I hit the crown.
No, but you should see it as the admin because, you know, just turning it off... It's like, okay, it's like the problem that we had with Gmail, where all our mail was going to spam. And one of our co-admins here, who I won't name because I don't want to embarrass them, said that they were able to fix the problem by simply whitelisting us. And, of course, that might have fixed the problem for that particular person, but we were still being relegated to spam for everybody else on Earth. So if you want to fix the problem, you have to remain in that state so that you see, hey, it's still going to spam. That's not right. Rather than say, oh, I fixed the problem, but I only fixed the problem for me. So in your particular case, I would advise keep this thing on so that you see if anybody is, is using the monarchy against us. Right?
Do I have to?
Well, I mean, otherwise people are going to abuse the system. It's unfortunate, but...
I mean, the thing is, though, that it's just going to give them a little badge. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't give them anything.
Are you now accepting it? Are you now saying it's not so bad? I mean, I think it's terrible.
Yes, it is. But now that I and a lot of other people are opting out of it, I think we figured out a workaround.
Yeah, in the 1700s, our forefathers fought against a monarchy. And that is everything this country stands for. That is everything around us is because we fought against King George. Okay? To leave the traces of monarchy in our chat, you might as well just dig up their graves now and, put a condo over it. It's wrong. I won't have it. And we don't have any damn phone calls either, so that proves something.
802-321-4225. If you've never called a radio program before, you should try it.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll be doing that today if you call us, but you'll definitely
but
be calling
if you
something.
Call us. You could also dial 833-755-2600. You could also use your telephone to call anyone else in the world. I mean, that's literally
that,
anyone.
That is, if you have their phone number,
I mean, basically,
yeah.
It's this thing. It's like an icon on your phone. It comes with your phone. You don't have to download it. And then you can find this, like, other icon for a keypad, and then you can just basically use numbers to use your voice to go on other parts of the world and then back, and then someone there might hear you, and then you hear them, and then, yeah. And if you speak the same language, it might go well. So anyway, 802-321-4225.
Oh, I'm sorry, I tuned out. I was thinking of castles and other things.
Well, what would be the appropriate icons if Google is even going to fix this based on your critique? I was trying to think, like, maybe some kind of benevolent regime that basically just does whatever they want and, like, consolidates power. What kind of icons would those be?
Let's not give them any hints as to how they can exploit this any further.
How about, like, a oligarchical CEO, like, that kind of hierarchy? Maybe Google could implement that, like, have basically, like, a turtleneck or some kind of, I don't know, tech.
Gaila, when someone opts out of this, do they have to opt out every time they sign in, or is it permanent?
That is an excellent question that I don't know the answer to. The other thing is, everything I'm finding online is that the onus is on the user to opt out. There does not appear to be a way for a channel to opt out.
That's crazy. That's just insane.
I was wondering if the monetization could help, like, a radio station. Like, if a radio station was using it, is that what it would, how you would do it?
How? In what world does that help anybody?
Who are they trying to, like, does everyone necessarily want to monetize what they put on YouTube?
I don't know. I think...
In, like, a cutesy way?
Google
like
probably believes that. I mean, here's the thing.
Why wouldn't you say, just check this box when we put an alert on the chat, like, hey, we're doing this new thing, hit this box on this ad.
If I go to the Pope's channel, okay, I guarantee you there will be an ad from Google on there somewhere.
Right, they already monetize that.
And that means that the Pope is opting in to monetizing his YouTube channel. Do you really think he needs to do that? But in the eyes of Google, everybody should be doing this. And that's why you won't see ads on our channel, because we specifically opted out of that. But not everybody does that. Not everybody even knows how to do that. And it's just, if you don't stand up to this awfulness that Google is spreading around, it's going to become normal. And it's not normal. It's wrong. Most people don't make anything out of those ads. They make maybe 50 cents or something. It's not worth it. It's so not worth it. So please, whenever you can, turn that crap off. All right, is it possible our ringer is off? I have to ask that when we have no phone calls. Usually we have something. 802-321-4225 is our phone number. Yeah, picking up the receiver doesn't say the ringer is off. How does that prove anything? Just have to know the ringer so that we can hear the phone ringing.
Right, it would ring.
If
loudly.
The ringer is on, that's what I'm asking. The ringer is on.
It is on here as well as in other parts of the building.
Okay. So we should hear it. So nobody's calling us, basically.
802-321-4225. If you want to call a YouTube stream, now is your opportunity.
All right. See, now it's working. Okay. You just have to shame people a little bit, and then it happens. Are you going to pick up the phone? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think there's someone there.
All right. Let's hope so. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello. There is a... loud buzzing here, but anyway,
God's sake, the buzzing is just never going to leave us, is it? If we touch wires, it disappears.
Sometimes when I go to overtime, it's very prominent when I go to channel 2600.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't hear very much right now, so if you could muddle through, that would be great.
Yeah, you sound fantastic.
Okay, I sound good, but there's a lot of buzz. Anyway, this time, unless I forgot the word channel, I don't think it would work if I forgot the word channel. You're still there, the buzz went away.
Oh, okay. I adjusted the send level, so can you still hear my voice, though?
Yes, but when you talk, the buzz comes back.
You know, I've often said that about Kyle. When he talks, there's a buzz. And
no, it happened for you too, Emmanuel.
Anyway. Really, there's a buzz attached to me as well. Wow, how about that?
Okay, now when I went to it, I had to click on live under the channel. Otherwise, I didn't see where the live stream was.
All right, well, that just sounds like an interface issue.
Yeah. Also, once in the past, I tried to sign up in order to join the chat, and something weird went wrong. It got an error. It couldn't explain why, and it didn't work.
We're spending a lot of time talking about YouTube chat. I'd like to talk about
also,
literally anything else.
Okay, literally.
And not the hum, not
else.
The hum either. Let's put that off.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Do you?
Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So you want to talk about Doge?
Sure, why not? It's a breath of fresh air compared to all this.
They're not a department. In some sense, they're government, but only in the sense that they're associated with the president, and they don't promote efficiency. So the name is multiply a lie.
That's true. The name is the least of the problems, but definitely it's not true.
Yeah. We have to figure out what we're going to do after this is all. I mean, the thing I wanted to say on the air earlier is, like, we were talking about it, like, oh, this, we should really get some strongly worded statements and well-written letters.
Have Chuck Schumer write a letter.
Yeah, exactly. I keep going back to that feeling of powerlessness. The truth is we're not, but the truth is we're also fucked. And I think that can't be said on the air and quite
no,
so
it can't be said
words,
on the air, but it can be said on overtime. We can also say it to them as well because they are fucked.
Yeah,
we are angry.
That's kind of what I meant by it is both bad for people who might be abused by it under the powers that be, but also bad for those that might repurpose it and want to find other groups using these kinds of database, like when you have it consolidated in this way. So it can become, it's really, really bad. So the most polite way I could think of saying it is it's really bad. The stuff I talked about with Google itself being based on surveillance capitalism and using personal information, like, it was bad then. Now it's, like, really bad. And it's only getting, I think, more uncertain for the average consumer who's already got a lot of their information out there and who, in many cases, there's swaths of people that just don't, they've given up. Like, they don't care. And that's the real, even worse part of it, because we should act as though this information's already been consolidated in this way because they're telling us it has been. So I think that's why we have to kind of already operate under those terms, because if you're in opposition, don't want to get into anybody's political beliefs. I know that might not apply to everybody, but if you're in opposition, you're then potentially a target, not just someone whose face is being recognized by an ICE agent's app using a database like this that, you know, includes every American, including those that are here as part of the naturalization process or legally or seeking asylum or something like that. It's like, if you're in opposition to the use of this data, that's how it's being used now. And if you're in it, you could be a part, it could be used against you. If you're not in it, oh my gosh, imagine a mistake. You're supposed to be, but you're not. And then your rights, your freedom, your liberties are taken away incorrectly. What is the cost of that? It needs to be known right. that organizing it this way is a liability. And so and when I say it's bad or like it's just what we have to recognize about this. It's not to raise panic or to be shocking, but it is truly it's truly already occurring, as we pointed out in covering the news story. Anyway, I'll let you get back to it.
So about opposition, it should be growing exponentially with everything they do.
Well, and that is true. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's why the coverage about these types of transgressions, politically motivated transgressions, they need to be reported on, and even how it's framed. Like, they're framing it as to clamp down on voter fraud or whatever that is. Well, under the previous system, like, states had the discretion to do that. So to try to sidestep what authority states have is sort of the antithesis to the attitudes of, like, a libertarian or the folks concerned with the rights of states. So there's a real push and pull of how this politically different logics that are actually, like, really hypocritical to what you would expect from that political regime. So we're kind of
right.
in the face of all of that, having to inform one another and be aware that, like, that's the level of questioning the next elections will be subjected to and so forth. Like, plan it out logically. What's the extent of it? Act as though this is already out there. In many other cases of, like, hacking and breaches, we have to have these attitudes for disaster recovery. This is a disaster. Somehow we're going to recover, I hope. I think people want that. But
it's just, yeah. A lot of things are supposed to be about states' rights, but it's really only about Trump's rights anymore.
Heard. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
what about the Declaration of Independence? What sort of conditions were they claiming to have occurred when they wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Let's toss that one over to Alex, who's the expert.
Well, there were a lot of grievances with respect to the Declaration of Independence, and it was primarily the...
I'm having trouble hearing now. It's breaking up.
Oh, for God's sake, we can't hear Alex on the phone? Is that true?
Is that right? I'll just keep talking here. Can you hear me now, caller? Is this any better?
I do hear you, but you were breaking up before. Like, I heard jolts, you know, bits of it and not continuous speech, but now it seems better for now.
Speak in a steady stream.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to speak in a steady stream. I'm just going to keep talking right now like this. I'm not going to pause, no pauses, no commas, no semicolons, nothing. We're just going to keep this going. So there were a lot of grievances with respect to the American Revolution. I think the one that we often hear about in school, right, is the fact that there was taxation without representation. Right, so it was, kind of a disenfranchisement of the colonies, as well as lots of other things that they thought were tyrannous. And so they felt it necessary to dissolve the political bands which connected us with the United Kingdom. And I think the first declaration of that in a state, in a state house actually might have been today, on July 2nd, I'm pretty sure, was some kind of oral proclamation, basically, of the fact that we were declaring independence. So, yeah, bravo for bringing that up.
Anything else, caller?
I couldn't hear everything you said, Alex, but I trust that in the archives it will be more audible.
Yes, it will be.
Let's hope so. Sorry about that.
So, I don't know if anyone else was trying to call, because no one called until I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how long I should stay on, but I have another question for Alex.
One more question.
So how do you know if you get a warrant for someone to enter your premises? How do you know it's legitimate? Maybe it's not really a warrant. How do you tell?
That's a really good question. So your question, if I understand it correctly, is if somebody shows up to your home and presents a warrant that authorizes them to search and seize anything in your house, how do you know that that's a legitimate warrant? Is that the question?
Yeah, I didn't hear everything you said, but I think that was the question.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. I mean, there was really no way to properly authenticate a document like that on the spot. So if you have questions about it, you know, I think you would want to call your lawyer first and foremost, get the badge numbers of the officers that are present, and then call that agency to verify that those are, in fact, officers. You can, and usually a lawyer will be able to do that for you as well.
Okay, we're going to move on. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, hope someone else calls. I don't know if they will.
I'm sure they will. Hopefully they hear Alex and others. All right. That's challenging. 802-321-4225. Alex, on the subject of warrants, though, you know, there's a lot of talk about these ICE warrants, and there's different kinds. There's the kind that ICE prints up themselves, and there's the kind that comes from a judge. How do you tell the difference?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I mean, I imagine that one of them would be signed by a judge and the other would be signed by an ICE official or something like that, or just sworn to by some kind of ICE official. So I would take a look first and foremost at the signature page of whatever the warrant is.
Well, I guess you look for – how does a judge sign their name usually? Do they say judge after their name? I mean, maybe people don't know
this. Yeah, they would, yeah. I mean, be part of the signature block would say judge or the honorable or something like that. You would see that. And then the heading of the document, too, should indicate whether it comes from a court, you know, in the federal district court for the Western District of Alabama or something like that, or in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, for example, something like that. You would see some kind of district court reference because the warrants would always issue from a federal court trial judge. So you would want to take a look at something like that.
That's assuming they even agree to show it to you in the first place.
Yes, that's true.
They seem to think they're above the law. Yes, that's our phone number.
You can also call 833-755-2600 if you would like to speak to an after radio program stream. You can also leave a question in our infamous YouTube chat that will be read to us by one of our colleagues here. I believe there is a phone call right now. I'm going to answer this call.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, caller. Yeah, could caller, you turn your microphone down?
I can do that.
I can do that, but what I'm doing,
basically
this is a manual. I'm calling myself
to see just how bad
this really is.
I do hear the hum.
I don't hear anybody talking.
Okay, well,
can you hear me?
I hear you fine, Kyle.
What about me? This is Alex.
Caller, is there?
You're there. Okay, well, you can't all talk at once, otherwise, you won't be able to tell. First, let me talk to the hum. That's the loudest, and then Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, I was just going to ask: is there a story or a comment you'd like to make about something?
No, I don't really care about any of that stuff, but. Let me just point out, I do hear a hum, but when Kyle talks, the hum goes away. So, Kyle, say something else.
Well, is there, like, a particular article we read or something you noticed this week in the news about hacking?
I have no trouble hearing Kyle. Now, Alex, could you please say something to me?
Sure, I'll do a little poetry for you. Whose woods these are?
Yeah, you're quite low, Alex. You're very low.
Okay.
Could you maybe speak up a little bit? I don't hear anything from Alex.
Yeah, I think he muted himself.
Oh, shit, I did.
This is a problem. I think Alex is a full problem here.
Am I? Is
a full problem. That's okay.
I need just Alex to be speaking. Otherwise, I can't really judge the situation.
Okay, I'm going to do some Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. You will not see me stopping you.
You're hard to understand, Alex. Now I'm going to ask Rob to speak. I hear nothing from Rob, so that's bad.
I feel unusual. My thumbs have gone weird.
Okay, now I hear Rob. I didn't hear Rob before, but now I hear Rob pretty clearly.
Yeah, he's talking now.
He is. He's confirmed to doing that.
And Gila, can you say something?
My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and
you sound
downy
pretty low. So, Rob, you sound pretty loud. Everybody else sounds kind of low. I would rank Gila number two and Alex number three.
Is it the darkest evening of the year by any chance?
Is it the darkest evening of the year, is that what you asked?
It's getting there.
I did ask that.
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think so. I think we already missed that.
See, it's funny. I hear Gila really well.
Yeah, you're sitting next to her, Rob.
Can somebody give a bell shake?
Yeah, you know,
like
I think if we got rid of the hum, that would solve the problem.
The thing that's interesting is that people on YouTube are chiming in and saying they're not hearing the hum.
Yeah, and that's the thing to remember. They don't hear the hum, and it's not in the recording, but the person trying to make a point does hear the hum, and it's very distracting. Exactly. The hum seems to agree with me.
Yeah, now I'm making it worse.
And, Kyle, you're very loud, so I can hear you no problem.
All right. Is that all, caller? Are you...
I think that pretty much sums up everything. I don't need to... I can't hear Emmanuel, so he's definitely a problem.
Okay, we will work on turning his microphone back up. I just want to tell our listeners that they can also call... Okay, that was a little rude.
Sorry, my face hit the phone.
Okay, you too, or your face, could call 802-321-4225. You could also call 833-755-2600. If you've never called a hum before, you might want to try.
And Alex and I can continue with the next few stanzas of the poem if no one else is calling in.
Oh, I just had an adventure.
Yeah, you did.
You went on an adventure. I'm proud of you. operators are chilling.
We do actually have a question from the chat that might provoke some interesting discussion, if that would be a good thing.
As long as it doesn't come from anyone who is crowned.
The question we have is, does anyone have thoughts on Cloudflare's new war on AI bot scraping?
I think they're seeing an opportunity in the market. That's... What was the question? An opinion about it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is a way for them to enhance their services and... yeah, we'll see how they do. I think it's desirable, right? Because there's so much stuff out there. We have a phone call.
We have a hum call. Good evening. You're on All Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Lurai Chu calling from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. I heard you last night on As It Happens from CBC. What was it like?
You know,
that was
part of the other radio station, WUSB. We had a Canada Day all day long, 24 hours, and apparently it was my idea. As it happens, called me. You know, I was going to let them know because I figured they might be interested in the fact that we were doing that. For those who don't know, As It Happens, it's kind of the equivalent of All Things Considered that we have here on NPR, except it's broadcast on the CBC to all of Canada. And you can hear it, obviously, as a caller is demonstrating here in the United States pretty easily. But it was, you know, it's like listening to their show, which is amazingly pleasant and conversational and just kind of like, you know, human. It was like that talking to them. And it wasn't just them. I talked to CBC in St. John's, Newfoundland. I talked to CBC in Montreal and CBC in Ottawa. And they were all really, really nice and conversational and informed.
What else?
Is that all you had?
I'm not sure. I had a bullet point list of things I had to bring up today.
Did you lose it? Where is it?
Wow.
Where's that list?
It's just right over here.
Okay, we'll let you get it.
Okay. Also, today at a garage sale, I found a government-issued tape recorder for blind users. It's got tactile buttons. You know, you can feel what they are, and it's all orange. And it plugs into mains. It's got to be for at least 50 years old, 40, 50 years old. Does anybody know anything about it? What is it worth?
I think Rob does, and this is a good chance to see if you can hear Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, well, this sounds a lot like something that is from a field I used to work in. I used to work in the field of audiobooks for the visually and reading disabled, and they nowadays come on electronic cartridges or direct downloads, but back in the day they came on cassette tapes and records and every audio format that we've had. And this might be an interesting piece of equipment because it might run at a non-standard speed. If you have the chance to test some tapes in it and see if you can get weird speeds out of them that you wouldn't get out of a standard consumer tape recorder.
All right.
Very often they would go at very slow speeds so you could fit audiobooks, which are very long, onto fewer cassettes. The quality would suffer, but it would be good enough for a voice reading a book.
I'm sorry? Yes.
I mean, I guess that's all I wanted to add. Too bad not getting any other calls.
Well, I'm sure we'll get more. I'm not going to write it off.
Yeah, I usually like to call in later so I can try and critique.
Well, you know what it was? We don't have Rebel this week. Rebel's traveling to somewhere dangerous.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's what happens. He takes up the first 25 minutes of the show, so, you know, it seems like there's more calls than there are.
Right.
Do you often listen to
okay,
that?
Well,
what happens?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know,
Kyle had a question for you. Go ahead.
Are you an avid listener of As It Happens, or did you just happen upon it?
I listen all the time. I remember the other thing I was going to get to. Yeah, I listen to my local NPR members station all the time, WAMU. Just as it happens, there's a couple of programs on there I find pretty interesting. The NPR network as a whole, pretty interesting.
Wait, so you're saying you actually have an NPR station that carries As It Happens?
Yes.
Wow.
On the Wikipedia page of As It Happens, if I remember correctly, it says that they're actually carried on many NPR stations.
I know they say that. I've just never found an NPR station that carried them. But that's good to know that it's being carried somewhere.
Mine does, WAMU. The thing is, why you might not have found it is because on mine, it's broadcast from 11 to midnight. That's pretty late.
Yeah, although they do have the As It Happens Midnight Edition, which is broadcast on CBC at midnight, and it's an hour instead of 90 minutes. Although I'm led to believe that As It Happens itself has been reduced to an hour for the summer, at least.
Mine is an hour. It's,
right.
Like I said, it starts from 11 to 12, full programming.
But it used to be 90 minutes, is my point.
Right.
The NPR version was always an hour, but in Canada it's been 90 minutes. But I think right now it's down to 60 minutes, and I'm told that's just for the summer.
Right.
There's some really good programs on local NPR stations that do wrap-ups. I think PRI, Public Radio International, and then also, there's some other show. I can't remember the name. I think it was World Radio Hour. Is that the one that
rebroadcast? Is it just called The World or something?
There's a couple shows like that, but that has snippets from different shortwave stations.
Well, they're not shortwave anymore. International Broadcasting, yeah.
Yeah, English radio service from different places, which I always enjoyed. But, yeah, when they repackage, sometimes you'll get As It Happens. as it happens in one of the blocks of radio, and it appears as a syndicated program. So that's great that you listen. It's one of my favorite shows, and it just has a great discussion, kind of like our calls with callers in overtime here. We get to chat a little bit, find out what they're all about, what they're thinking about in the world, and we can share what we're thinking about outside of the stories from the regular hour on the radio. So thanks for joining us.
And something else for the caller that you might find interesting, you can listen to pretty much any CBC station up in Canada. So if you wanted to, say, listen to a station in Iqaluit, you simply go to cbc.ca and you track down that particular station, and you can listen to them live. You can hear as it happens when it airs at 6:30 p.m. You can also hear them speaking in Inuktitut for local news, and you can do that for any station throughout the country. It's really fascinating.
All right, thank you for that.
All right, no problem.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to get to, as for NPR,
uh-huh.
You know, as expressed on the show before, you know, it's pretty obvious. They take ads. I mean, they call them, what is it?
Underwriting,
yeah, where they have a little bit that says, you know, it's almost like an ad. I mean, it's...
In many cases, it is an ad. You know, if you use quantitative statements like, you know, best or better, that really fits the definition of advertising. So, you know, I have mixed feelings about the way they do things, because they're under attack in a very unfair manner because they have so much good stuff. But they also get a little ahead of themselves sometimes when it comes to, you know, getting the underwriting and making it stay underwriting and not turn into an advertisement.
And also the difference is that they're a national network. It's not the same as WBAI. You know?
That is true.
One station, community supported. You know, maybe not all, maybe in some parts of the country, people are less open-minded and willing to donate to keep this up. I mean, I'm pretty sure as a network they would survive without donations, just as underwriting. But, you know, that's the... Well, finances, I don't know a lot about this stuff, but I'm thinking, it's way too far. This is not underwriting, it's ads, pretty much.
Well, it's still better than the alternative, but I agree they should not go down that road.
They're the best out there, besides the Pacifica Networks, WPFW, which I can also pick up.
Oh, that's right, and they play jazz most of the time, right?
Yeah, I wish it would be nice if Off the Hook was on there, but there's some WBI programs that are simulcast on WPFW, but, I mean, I like to talk programming.
Well, maybe you could just ask them. Maybe they'll do it.
Maybe. We'll see. All right.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right. And as for Canadian musicians, shout out to Limp Pumpo. Stay popular.
Okay. Great. 802-321-4225 is our phone number in the time that we have left.
833-755-2600 is another number.
Yes, and that will also reach us, not just another random number. It's a number that comes directly to us.
Tell us about hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you know. Tell us what you're wondering about.
When you're driving in the middle of Kansas and there's no other radio stations around, you find an NPR station, there's nothing better. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, they can improve, but so can every broadcast outlet. They can all improve, and I hope we don't hang these guys up to dry. Go ahead, Rob.
I do want to mention, while we're waiting for a call, this Friday is the 2600 meeting all over the world, 2600.com/meetings. Our local one in New York City is happening at the Hue on 53rd and Lexington. The food court will be open, but the restaurants won't be, just the bar outside. So if you want some food, bring it with you.
Wait a minute, the food court will be open, but there'll be no food.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But
you can bring in whatever you like.
You're giving permission or they're giving permission?
It's a public food court. The permission is implicit.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And Alex, you had something.
I was going to say, if we didn't get a call, I have a phone number for what looks like a scam PayPal legal center here that I got a few hours ago, if we wanted to call them.
Did Rebel tell you to do this? Because this is what he does every week.
No. I'm just curious as to whether this phone number will still work a couple hours later.
You're going to just call a number and hope it works. Okay, we can try that. But I think we have a call, though, right?
We actually have a call.
Yeah, so we can't. You know, we have a call. That matters more. You know,
that's just priority.
Let's go to the call. Yeah, there's just no way around that. Unless you're the call. I hope you're not the call, Alex.
I am not.
God help you if you're the call. Good evening. You're on overtime. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. I was calling because of the discussion about Cloudflare.
Okay.
It's interesting that it coincides with one of the most massive or the most massive DDoS against their services. It was something like 7.3 terabytes a second.
Wow.
It dwarfed the one that happened earlier in the year, and Chris Krebs back in, was it 2017? So, yeah, I don't know if the AI filtering has anything to do with that or not.
It could. Does anybody have any info on this? Is anyone involved? No?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not sure. Look, I guess the theory there would be they got hit so hard, and perhaps their systems, which are designed to withstand a distributed denial of service attack, didn't withstand it as well as it could have, perhaps. Is that the theory? And therefore, they're now trying to distract with this AI bot-related news. Is that the theory, caller?
Partially, at least. I mean, that seems, from looking at some of the larger network hits over the last couple of weeks and some of the stuff internationally that's been going on, like Russia shut off access to a large portion or all of YouTube and some other stuff. Tor Network is having problems.
Yep. And Iran.
Reports of Tor Network having problems in Russia. So there's, like, a lot of stuff going on, and it's, I guess, Cloudflare is going through it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, they're involved in a lot of it, right? I mean, just as an intermediary in many ways. So, but it definitely does allow them to generate, I think, a lot of favor with the intellectual property constituencies out there and creators. And I think that a lot of hosts and registrars that are selling domain names are going to have requests to point them over at Cloudflare. And then Cloudflare is going to be able to strike so many more deals with these registrars and hosts for their hosting because they've just created this great demand for it. So I think it's really just sound business on their part. I'm not sure if they're trying to deflect from anything.
I'm going to have to listen after this because it was really hard to hear you on the phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. What's going on here with the...
sound great on the stream, but so that I don't get the echo feedback from the live stream and the phone call, I'm, like, not in the room. So I'm like, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can always turn your speakers down on your computer.
It doesn't help the phone issue.
Okay, but at least it gets rid of that issue. But, you know, we have to do some testing, folks, and that means doing testing when we're not on the air. So you all have to be around to do the testing. And when we reach that state, then maybe we can figure out what's going on here.
We'll do our best.
All right.
Yep.
All of us.
There's,
yes.
Honestly, some of it is the interoperation of some of the networks is having issues. It's like the actual network and the backbone, all of it is just strained. So, like, the radio show kept having cutouts.
Yeah,
like
that was BAI. It's a weird parallel. You know, we have the hum here we can't seem to fix. They have their stream they can't seem to fix. It's like we're all stuck in mud.
So many different network components.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, thanks for your call. We're going to try to get one more in, and please keep listening despite
the
challenges.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. 802-321-4225.
833-755-2600.
You have to say that number every time I say the other number, don't you?
802-321-4225.
866-755-2600. You didn't think I'd know it, did you? Except I said 866. I meant to say 833.
833-755-2600.
Yeah, that's it.
802-321-4225.
10-4.
212-279-3400.
Okay, Alex, if you call that number now, what do you get? That's BAI's old phone number, but you just gave out someone else's phone number, so I think you should call from your phone line and see who is going to be dealing with a lot of calls now, thanks to you.
Just hold up the phone to the computer. Emmanuel, I did have a question for you from the chat. Will yesterday's off the wall or equivalent be posted to the website?
Well, it's not. You're talking about the Newfoundland special that I did in that time slot. It's not off the wall, though. It was part of the Canada Day celebration on WUSB. That might be made available. That's not up to me. But if it is, we'll let you know where it is.
Thank you.
But I hope it is, because there are so many good programs on throughout the course of the day. And it's 24 hours of Canadian content. And I'll tell you something, it got so much attention in Canada. I did four different interviews on CBC stations in Canada, and not a peep for U.S. media. And it's not like they weren't made aware of it. They were. But the way media works here, it's not the same as it does up there. Up there, they pay attention. They listen. They're interested in the story. Down here, they can't be bothered. And that's really sad. Really sad.
Did we get a call?
Yes, we did. We did. I was finishing my sentence, and now I'm done.
No, I'm sorry. I just had a... Yes, sorry.
Okay.
My apologies.
Let's move on. And good evening. You're on Off the Cover Time. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, you know, there really is a humming sound, so I can see what the previous callers are talking about. There's a weird sound.
Yeah, everyone knows there's a hum, but you only know if you call. You don't hear the hum if you don't call. If you want to experience the hum, and it's here for a limited time only, you have to call us.
Yeah, it's like it's our gift to you.
Yes, I guess you could look at it.
It sounds perfect on YouTube, but once you call in, it's really weird.
The goal is to be perfect on YouTube. That is the goal.
But I just wanted to ask a quick question, then I'm going to hang up and listen to the response. But I just wanted to ask, Alex is the legal guy, correct?
We think so.
We think he's legal.
His papers seem to be in order. The judges all seem to know him, so he's definitely an entity in the world of law.
No, because I was just wondering what he thinks about the Diddy verdict today. Does he have any thoughts on that Diddy the verdict that happened today?
Oh man, you couldn't shut him up before.
Oh, I'm really embarrassed to say I didn't even know that a verdict came down. I had my nose to the grind all day today and literally working up until the show came on. So I don't even know what the verdict is.
You're not going to get out of it that easy, Alex. All right, let's play along. He knows nothing. Caller, do you want to tell him what happened?
Well, look at it on YouTube.
We're staying away from YouTube, but he's gone. Just like that.
All right. Sorry, I'm ignorant about current affairs apparently today. So
802-321-4225. That's 833-755-2600.
Yes, that is our phone number. Did someone? Yeah, Gila, go ahead.
Okay. We've had some confusion about the phone number this evening, so I just want to...
Because we keep giving out different phone numbers?
No, not even that.
Oh.
I want to remind people, again, why it is that we don't leave the phone number up at all times. Here is the reason. It is for the benefit of our callers. We currently have one phone line. And if someone's on the phone, you, if you call, are going to get stuck in voicemail hell. We give out the phone number when the phone line is open. However, if you need to see it written down, you can check the show's Twitter account. You can check the show's Mastodon account where the phone number is posted. Again, we don't leave it up at all times because if you keep trying to call in and you can't get through to us, you're not going to be listening to what's actually happening or participating in the chat.
Right.
So the reason we don't have the phone number up at all times is for your own benefit. Please stop asking. Thank you.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you? Stop asking. But you know, the thing is, like, you know, when we have speeches or scolding that we have to do, we're not taking phone calls then. So if you call us while we're doing that, you're going to go to voicemail. And some people can't get out. So do you want that to happen?
We do have a call.
All right. And good evening. You're on overtime. Go ahead.
I guess that's me.
It certainly would be. And boy, are you loud.
All right. Well, you have a loud hum, but you know that already.
Well, you have a loud voice. How does that feel?
Well, your voice comes out pretty loud and through.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to dovetail with what you said about the so-called, what do they call them already? Alzheimer's devouring me. But, you know, the basic ads that public radio carries.
Underwriting.
Thank you. I must say that I had this thought in less perilous time, but I get really annoyed and I systematically change the station when they come out with their favorite words to port for, and I don't hear the rest. I find them incredibly annoying. And you know why? Because then they go on and on. This is WNYC, which is my local associate, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They go on and on, you know, they interrupt the program, and they do the fundraiser. I mean, DII, at least, which spread it, only does the fundraisers. Although I have my issues with that. But that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing fundraisers and then also taking corporate money, which is not just corporate money? You know, they're the least pleasant corporate entities that are basically doing a laundromat of their image for cut rate prices, because if they had to go to commercial stations, the ads would cost them a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That's I just wanted to put those 2 cents.
Okay, good points.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. We are going to cut it off here because we've been at this an hour now, and we want to have Alex demonstrate what he was going to do. But, you know, just in answer to that last caller, NPR has, from what I know, 3 sources of funding. And that's listener donations, which is what the fundraisers are for, underwriting from various companies and corporations, and then government grants, which is what's under threat right now. They're all pretty significant sources of funding. So it's, you know, they could cut back on certain things, I suppose. But we don't make that request of other entities that waste a whole lot more money, and our money, too, because advertising budgets are a huge cost for all kinds of things that we buy, and it affects the price that we pay. So do we ever ask ourselves, well, would I pay less for this carton of Jell-O if I didn't have to spend all this money advertising something that people already know exists? You know, it's like the space program. You know, we always are saying, well, they should cut back, but we never say that about the military, and they take so much more. So just some thoughts to consider. Now, Alex, you were going to try something, were you not?
Yeah. In fact, I think it might be best if you guys can dial out.
Now, you see, you're putting us in the hot spot here.
I can do it, but my speakerphone on my phone is not great, but we could try.
Can't be any worse than our hum. And plus, Kyle's not in the room, so I have no control over the phone.
Okay, let me give this a shot. Hang on here.
What are we calling again?
I don't know if it's still up, but it's a fake PayPal legal center.
How do you know it's fake?
Because this is an obvious spam, kind of phishing email, actually.
So do you expect to get a human or?
Well, let's see. We're calling.
Sounds fake.
Must be busy.
No, that's a ring. A busy signal goes doo, doo,
yeah.
Doo.
No, I mean that there.
It's going to go somewhere. It might have transferred, but it's going to go somewhere. It's going to time out.
It's currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Maybe I should try to call back.
Hit star.
Please hang up or press the pound key for more options. To accept and set message options, press 1. To replay, press 2. To erase, recording deleted. Goodbye. Recording to accept and set message options. To accept and set message options.
Alex is hacking on the air.
Yeah.
Did she say goodbye and you got her back somehow?
I did, yeah. I hit star 7 there. I was like, remember the Audix systems from back then?
Yeah,
the
if we can figure out what kind of system this is, then we'll own them. Totally own them.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Let's try again. Let's call them back. Let's see if maybe somebody just didn't answer.
What area code is this?
818, L.A.
That's L.A., right. Yeah.
Valley, it's not L.A.
I think a beagle answered.
Yeah, there goes the beagle again. She gets worked up about call centers. She hates these things. This would be a remote
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Oh, well.
Get to the point where it asks for a password.
When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options. To accept and set message options, press 1. To accept and set message options. To accept and set
you,
message
You need
options.
To not send it and then hit pound.
To send now, press the pound key. To mark as high importance, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press the star key. To accept and set message options, press 1. To replay, press 2.
Your dog's telling you the same thing. You got to go back and hit pound.
I know.
To accept.
Oh, yeah. See that?
To accept and set message options.
You got to get rid of that message. If you get rid of that message and just hit pound, it'll prompt you for a password.
Recording deleted.
Okay.
Now hit pound.
Oh, she hung up on me at that point.
You're not fast enough. Look, call it again and hit pound when she starts talking.
Okay, let's do it.
Gotta tell these people everything.
What's going on here? Okay, there we go. All right, well, maybe somebody will answer this time. Let's see.
You're gonna get a cease and desist from spammers.
I know. I have another number here as well. Hold on.
Hit the pound. When did I answer?
All right, hang on. Let's try one more.
Why didn't you wait? One more ring and hit pound.
Okay. I got excited because I found another number, and then I didn't realize.
If you want to hack something, you have to do it yourself.
You couldn't complete the call.
Oh.
Please contact your admin.
Oh, shit. So that one's done. That number's killed. Okay.
Can you call back the first one and hit pound like I asked?
Yes, I can do that.
Now we got to sit through all these rings again.
Unless somebody answers. I mean, there's a possibility here.
You are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Hit pound.
To accept and set message.
Just write to the message.
Okay, and you've hit star already, right?
Yeah.
Erase and re-record.
Star.
Recording deleted.
Star deletes
hit, it. Hit zero.
Goodbye.
Quickly.
Damn. It hung up on me, but I got her to stay on for a while before. It was bizarre.
Gila, go ahead.
Someone in the chat said, feel like I'm watching Kit Boga. And I said to Rob, what is Kit Boga? And he didn't know, but he did Google it for me, which thank you, dear. And
I duck-duck-goed it, excuse me.
I'm sorry, he duck-duck-goed it. My apologies. But there's not a website called Let Me Duck-Duck-Go That For You, no, is there?
There is, actually.
Interestingly
Get
enough.
To the point.
Anyway, it turns out there is a streamer known as Kit Boga whose whole deal is calling scammers. in using different voices. He's a scam baiter. This stuff actually looks pretty awesome. So apparently he's on Twitch and YouTube.
Alex, you heard that. You got to stop. Someone else is doing.
Yeah.
Someone else is doing this. You'll get sued.
I guess so. Yeah. I'm just the same thing. I have another number here. I'm going to try.
How do you have all these numbers?
Because I know what the messages are that they're sending, and I get a lot of them in one particular address.
We couldn't complete the call. Please contact your admin.
Yep, so this one's dead, too. So these things go up and down so quickly.
Who's your admin? They're apparently involved.
Yeah, my admin. I mean, the names here are just unbelievable, too. Like, this email is basically saying, you know, dear valued customer, this email confirms that your PayPal account was used to pay Coinbase for the Bitcoin cryptocurrency purchase. You may see this transaction in your account. Take note of the details. Here's the invoice number, blah, blah, blah. And this is an email from Lorenza Gooch. G-O-O-C-H. Lorenza
Gooch. I think I saw that spam earlier.
Yeah, it's a mistake for you to do that, Alex, to use your PayPal for crypto. There's so many ways it can go wrong. So I would take that advice seriously.
Yeah, so then it says, you know, you can reach the billing team here. You know, it's this 818 number. To safeguard your PayPal account, you must act right away. We truly apologize for any inconvenience and value your cooperation. Warm regards, PayPal Legal Center.
And when did you get that?
That was 12:47 p.m. today.
And you waited until now to take care of this very important situation.
Well, I didn't want to call it ahead of time and then have them blacklist or blocklist my number there. And I figured we'd just do it live. That's what radio's for, right?
What radio is for. But
yes.
I did have someone in the chat had a suggestion, which is that, you know, they're probably working 9 to 5, so we should probably have opened overtime with this phone call because that's 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Wait, why would scammers work only 9 to 5?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the one legit thing they do.
What a way to make a living.
Well, you call people in the middle of the night, then you get their attention.
It's a theory. We should give it a shot next time. Yeah, why not? What the hell?
All right, folks, I think we're going to do it. We're going to say goodnight is what we're going to do. OTH at 2600.com is our email address. Any closing thoughts from anybody else out there?
Sorry for the anticlimax here with all the phone calls, but we'll try again.
Well, it's just like Rebel. We expect it not to work.
So, how about reality, right?
Where's their reality?
Crazy, huh?
It's July 4th coming up. That's reality, right?
Yeah. America Day.
Yeah.
We can all have a nice think about what the observance of Independence Day actually means to us and how much irony there is in celebrating that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just know that we're going to be independent in our thinking and we're going to be patriotic in our victory. Yeah, it's the best I can come up with.
And hack something.
Yes, hack it for America.
Yes.
Anything else? Are we done? We finished? Thanks to everybody who called, and we will speak to you next week.
Have fun.
Bye.